Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Good evening, everyone. I'm here with Jamie. Red Hood.
Yes, I am here with Johnny, and we are hosting tonight's episode. Allison is out for the evening. She will return tomorrow. This just in. Well, we all know about we all know about debt and college, of course. But imagine, if you will, we all know about college, okay? And by the way, we don't have any sponsors for tonight. We will tomorrow. So imagine for college, if you will, for young, bright-eyed hopefuls. And the fact is that we have education with a debt sentence. The University of Phoenix, which is physical campuses in 39 states and massive online programs, and the only online Ashford University, produces more black graduates than any other institute of higher learning in the country. Unfortunately, due to a recent survey by the economist Rajiv Dallara, shows that for-profit graduates fare a little bit better on the job than job seekers with high school degrees, and their diplomas, that is, are not on a net loss, offering them essentially the same job prospects as if they had never gone to college, plus a lifetime debt sentence. And what do we mean by that, Johnny?
You've been working a long time just to catch up.
Well, a long time just to catch up, and $15,000 usually in debt. But the thing is that most, most people who do this,
a long time sitting in your basement eating ramen noodles.
Well, eating ramen noodles and wishing that you had a big, huge steak. Like, the thing is that we don't know. I mean, I know I went to a non-for-profit college, meaning that we actually earned our degrees. Now, most people, right, even though this is a blog, okay, most people see it as a quick solution. Now, I don't know about you, Johnny. Would you see it as a quick solution?
I See, I don't actually see it as a quick solution.
What do you see it as?
Are you mean for a profit one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, what do you see it as?
But yet, down the road, you'll solve problems.
What kind of problems?
Like financial problems and all that stuff?
Well, financial problems in what sense? Financial problems in the fact that you can't get out of them?
That's what I mean. Like, did you spend all that money to go to school?
Well, you spent all that money, or thought you spent all that money, in order to receive a degree. Now, a degree can represent a lot of things. It could represent a piece of paper. It could represent 4 years of hell. It could represent the best time of your life. Now, people who have this kind of thing don't usually get out of it.
Okay.
Right. However, the thing about it,
it's even worse if that, like, the school decides to just close up and not give you your money back. Which I've seen happen.
Well, that, or you have to sue them.
Yeah.
You know, you have to sue them. You have to get a lawyer and sue them. Right?
Right. Then you could have even more financial trouble down the road if that happens. You'll be paying the school, and you'll be paying that lawyer.
No, you're repaying yourself. No. How it works is you're repaying yourself because you're collecting millions of dollars that have been plus interest, right? Yeah. And then from that, your lawyer is getting a cut of 20% of it, right? And then you're getting the rest. God knows it's to pay back a couple of people. Right?
Right.
Right. But let's say you do. Okay. All goes right. Right? So you pay back people, you're happy, you're in your launch pad, right? And but do you feel guilty about it? Would you?
Excuse me.
Sarah, would you feel guilty about it?
See, if you say, I wouldn't feel guilty if you felt if it was right or so.
Well, no. I mean, there is a. This is. This is a real problem.
See.
It's a real problem because the thing about it is we have no I guess we, you know, for those who attend these types of colleges, right?
Yeah.
They don't have a voice, right?
It's like those big online colleges with like 50 different campuses. I think they just see you as a number.
What?
They see like the number like we don't care if you fail or not. We got your money.
Well, we don't care if you failed or not. But at the same time, you don't what you don't do is what you don't do is give up.
Yeah.
You know, people every day, you know,
you're
bringing down people. What?
Like you never, ever, ever give up. No matter how hard it is, you never give up.
Well, you never give up, and it just in terms of stuff, and the stuff might be, and then, you know, if it got worse, it's only going to get going to go downhill from here, folks, because in New York, there's a lot of stuff happening every day. However, in New York City today, as of 8:54 today, Arab Bank is liable for supporting terrorist efforts. Missouri fines. Now, this is a previous case that was basically federal jury on Monday found an Arab bank liable for knowingly supporting the terrorism efforts connected with 24 attacks in the Middle East. The first attack of the time of a bank has never been held liable. It's the first time that a bank has ever been held liable for a civil suit under the broad anti-terrorism statute. And the Arab bank in the middle of the Middle Eastern desert, a Middle Eastern bank with $40 billion in assets, was accused of knowingly supporting specific acts of terrorism. Now, could you imagine that with all the debt relief we have? It's pitiful.
I know, right?
I mean, what's even more pitiful is that it's an Arab bank. Maybe ISIS and the Arab bank should join forces. You know. But yet, the terrorist organizations are dependent on the financial system to operate, right? So if you take away the financial system, guess what? You're taking away their brains. Oh, no! So you don't know.
Like, damn it, I'm broke. We're broke.
Well, you're broke, but, you know, you're broke, but you ain't won the fight yet, buddy boy. The fact is that you have this kind of thing where in the U.S., while you used to have debt relief from the University of Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
And maybe McCann School of Business. You know, it is the kind of thing where there are plenty of people who pretty much they don't get it, you know. The thing is they don't get it. The thing that I'm trying to say, folks, is that the debt collection, and so we go from supporting or not supporting student debt to supporting terrorist organizations and banks supporting terrorist organizations. So what is this world come to, Johnny? You tell me.
Apparently I got some news that the U.S. airstrikes are underway in Syria. Just breaking.
What's happening with that?
Airstrikes are being launched against ISIS targets in Syria.
When did they start?
Apparently they've started now.
That's right now.
Yeah, that's the breaking news story it just came across.
Breaking news, as in right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Where is this?
Hang on, let me just get the link.
This is just breaking news. We do not have this. It's just entering the newsroom now. The thing is that the Sixth Action News. The U.S. airstrikes are underway in Syria against ISIS, which is great because of the fact, that one Pentagon official says that I can confirm that. Yes.
Come across by ABC News.
Yes, I see that. That I can confirm that the U.S. military partner nations are forcing the undertaking of military actions against ISIS terrorists in Syria using a list of brownie bits and cake missiles. No. Using a mix of fighter, bomb, and Tomahawk landing missiles. Fantastic. I wish it was the other thing that I just said. The Pentagon Press says the Rear Admiral John Kirby has given these operations that are ongoing. We are not in a position to provide any further details at this time. But it does conclude that these strikes were made earlier today by the U.S. Central of Command and the commander under the authorization granted him by the commander-in-chief. Several Arab nations are involved in the ongoing U.S. attacks, but by an operation of the defense official that said a diplomat source identified the nations as Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. Another U.S. official said that the Arab nations will be dropping bombs, not just providing support. Up to 20 locations have been targeted in this operation, and many sites include in Raqqa, the official said. An international address on September 10th, President Obama said that his first airstrikes, his strategy was a counter this movement to conduct a systematic campaign of airstrikes and against the terrorists. Moreover, I have clearly stated that pretty much to make that clear, we will hunt down the terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. This means I will not hesitate to take action against the ISIS in Syria as well as Iraq. Well, you can't really fight I don't think you'd want to fight Could you imagine if you got into a snobbery match with a grammatician from ISIS? Johnny?
I'm here.
Could you imagine? ISIS.
ISIS, yeah.
Well, ISIS, but ISIS. Because if you, the whole reason is, if you separate the entire thing, right?
It is.
Right? Most people are not seeing this. I think it will be a great attention to call it to their attention. And by the way, I'm going to bring on a special guest. And the special guest is basically saying he doesn't want to come on. Well, because of the fact that he's a Frenchman and you think he might be killed. Oh no, I'm not going to get killed anyway. Moreover, he said, you know, this is Obama saying, oh yes, I will make it right. I will do this. I will do the regular thing. I will go bully. But yeah, the thing is that in all realization, nobody knows who you are, ISIS. Right? Because you're going, it is, and scorching it together. Right? Right. But yet, there's also the thing about, in recent weeks, you know, the ISIS militants have believed to kill two Americans, okay, on the camera, and just James Sully and Stephen Soloff, as well as a British aid worker. No idea what the British aid worker was doing there, but because it's suspected of holding at least two more Americans and just probably threatened a second person that's threatening my peso. Johnny?
Yes?
Do you think I should go?
I don't know.
It's you or me.
I don't think you should go.
No, you shouldn't. Okay, all right. So I will go. So as of earlier today, the U.S. has launched nearly 200 strikes against ISIS in Iraq. On Sunday, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and other power told ABC Newsweek this week, not last week, not the week before, but this week, that America would not conduct airstrikes in Syria alone. But the Secretary of State, John Kerry, claimed that in 40 countries, including a number of Arab nations, have offered various levels of support against the anti-ISIS. It is ISIS. And France announced last week that we would join the Assad and the battle against ISIS, the grammatory flaws. ISIS, the Islamic State of in question, and of Iraq and Syria, takes its name by what was originally called the Al-Qaeda in Iraq. How do they go on naming these things?
Yeah. It's just nothing to drive it crazy. Like,
What poses somebody to pretty much you know, what are all these people going? What are they going towards? You know, how in the world, right? How in the world do they name these guys? You know, can you please tell me?
I have no idea how they come up. They put like stuff together, like two different groups, like
what?
They put like two different group names together, like, oh, we're just gonna call it as it is.
Well, we're gonna just call it as it is. We're gonna be very, 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 very interesting about it. And we're going pretty much kick somebody's asses.
Yeah.
But first we're gonna get a great name. Grammatorian. Right. Yes. We're going to make a great name.
how do we do this?
Well,
let's see. There is
Is it sounds good. Very.
So, go
back to the one that you says it is.
Mama say Michael Sock?
What?
Like Mama say Michael Sock?
Exactly. You know, maybe somebody, you know, maybe somebody pretty much said, oh yes, I'm gonna do something that is really cool. But go back to I'm going to name our little band Isis. I don't say a little longer. Isis?
Say what now?
What? I mean, I don't know of anybody who does that. You tell me. But yet, it is crazy.
By the way, we just transitioned from summer to fall.
Tonight?
It just happened within the past 4 minutes.
How is that?
Well, the autumnal equinox happened at 10:29 Eastern Time tonight. So it's when the sun's rays are right at the equator. They're at equal length to the equator.
Into the equator.
That means from now on till December. You're gonna have more night than day now.
But there was no
boy, talk about transition. We're going from one thing to another, just like that.
Yeah, I know. I know. But yet, the funny thing is that
bring on the
how
pump. I'm pumping everything.
What?
Bring on the pumpkin pies and pumpkin everything.
Well, pumpkin pies and pumpkin everything?
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
called Pumpopolis.
I think what is a terrorist's favorite fallacy in terms of stuff?
Oh, I don't. Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I don't know, you know, do they palm kind of roasting on a chocolate nut? No. Do they do, I am working on a mistletoe? No. Do they do, it's my party and I grow if I want to, grow if no. Do they do that?
I mean that
would crack me up if they did that in so many ways of, it's my party if I cry if I want to, cry if I want to. But yet they're doing it with guns. It's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You will cry too if it happened to you. Yes, you would. Oh my God. You know, do you... It's like, do you do it? Or... Or do you have other people? You know, I mean, could you? Could you imagine the feeling of? Could you imagine the feeling of anything? You know, and taking it to absurd heights. And do we have a caller?
Oh.
I think
hello?
We do.
Hello.
Yes, guys.
Hello.
And you just saved your
ass.
Yes. Of course.
No.
Yes, we have a caller. And she
yes.
just entered the building.
Oh, yes. Yes, and now I'm coming in to save your
well,
your
not
bomb.
All of us, but anyway.
Yeah.
Not really. But anyway.
Figuratively, yes.
Well, figuratively.
Let's call a spade now.
No, we're not giving up. We've had 20 to 39 minutes without you. We're not giving up.
You're not doing... You can't even know. Now I'm on, so...
Okay, fuck it. We're not giving up. All right.
Yeah. Okay, now what are you
okay.
guys talking about?
We're talking about ISIS and how absurd it is. I mean... The thing is the name change. I mean, do you go, it's my ears and it's cry if I want to cry? No. Do you, no, like, could you imagine if it's every other pair of it, you know, is it, it is, it was?
Oh,
you know, I am. But then you'd be singing Jerry Herman tunes all the way. I am what I am. No.
What is and what should never be.
Exactly. What should never be. But yet condoning violence. Okay. We on the show, right? We do not condone violence, correct?
No. No violence.
No violence. Nope. We might say suggestive things. However, we know there's a vast
difference between reality and what we do. We know that we are safe. At least we knew that we were safe without you on. We knew we were safe, but now we're not. Shit. Just Ryan sacking on. Johnny, get her!
Let's not go there, Red Hood. You're the one who was trying to fill me in while it's going on, which is bravo for you. If you're trying to do a show when someone says they're off, no,
okay, fuck it, we're
don't
off.
Say you
anyway,
the
point is,
I'm
like,
good.
Is it ISIS, that sort of thing. It is kind of funny.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Shut up. It is quite funny to, you have, you know, name your group a total and utter calamity. You know,
and the thing you also have to think of all the last thing about ISIS or ISIL or whatever the...
Whatever the heck it's called.
whatever the name is. With the guys who... With the previous story where, yes, the Britons who just wanted to leave... Who wanted to leave and join a cause that obviously...
Yes, that was not enough. You know, if I, a Briton, went to Afghanistan and said, I'm going to return my passport. Well... Shit, I can't get back into my own country. You know, kind of thing. But yet, they're so misguided that they have more of it. They have more of a misguided edge, shall we say? You know? Johnny?
Yeah?
Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, the misguided edge is this Britain wanted to have a reformatory, you know. But a reformatory is really a sin on him, right? So, what he's really asking is,
What he's really asking is how in the world, right, Allison?
Yeah.
Is how do you get mixed reformatory with reform?
You really and then you mix those who joined for a cause but really really shouldn't have. You can't really say we want reform, we want to be reformed for demilitarized. What was the article? They want a program to be involved in it. Like a...
Right. But yeah, the funny thing is that you have this... I think the funny thing is you have a very, 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 very funny thing going on. Which is okay. We have to pick a name, James.
But then we have to include Britons in it. We then have to brainwash Britons. And let Britons
pretty much ruin everything else. Right? Right?
Yes.
But yet, we're gonna get... We're gonna pretty much... go and kick their asses. Right?
Which is never good, but the world is what it is at this point. And you can't really...
You can't really have, you know...
It's not enough.
My own mate, right, my old man who was bringing up a point to me tonight, which is, he said, Red Hood, right, do you condone violence? And I said, old man, I don't condone violence. I am violent. No, I didn't say that. But I did say... I did say I have to answer that in two different terms. Yeah, wouldn't you?
Yes. Oh yeah, it's like
what?
It's like there's two forms. Yes, you may sit. Satirize things and make fun of the stupidity that is going on. We might say things that can be harsh, cruel, self humor.
Well, stuff like humor. Let's not misconstrue it. We
right.
Stealth like humor.
Oh.
Right. 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 Even yeah.
even with anything else, in a, even with everything else. That's the funny part. Yet. What we don't do
we do not condone violence.
We don't condone violence.
We don't condone it. We actually make, we try to say, okay, this shit that's going on in the world, yes, there's violence going on, but doesn't every other comedic show and shows out there have some sort of topic of violence in some way?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you can, I don't think you can go through through life. You can go through real life without violence. That's definite. Okay. But I don't think, like, there was a climate control march, right, this weekend.
311,000 people marching through, like, New York City.
It was insane. It was insane. However, what you have, I think, was a thing where I think what you have is a thing where which side are you on as a person?
Right.
Which side are you on as a person? Okay. And then which side are you on professionally?
Right.
You know, professionally, okay, ethically, we know taking a piss out of somebody, okay. Yeah, we'll take the piss out of anybody. We'll take the piss out of us. We don't fucking care. Right. But yet, when it comes to personal stuff, okay.
Right.
The personal stuff. Is even more ridiculous. You know, my old man said, well, are you personally, you know, professionally for this? Just to make a buck. And I said, you can't,
you know, do you have... Do we have an ethical thing?
Yes.
Sure. As righteous?
Yes.
As human beings with children? Do we encourage it?
No.
No. And that's what people don't understand. Do you...
Separation.
Yeah, it's a separation. What they don't understand is that we... We don't have, anything else. You know what I mean?
All
well,
right.
No, we do. We are righteous. So, as righteous, okay, we can stretch the imagination, like, it is, right? It's what. Yeah, any terrorist group named the what?
What?
Just thinking about it.
What?
Oh,
yeah,
like,
my.
Shut up, George. We know you're there.
It's almost like, yes, we're going to take...
We're going to what?
It's almost like...
What did you say?
Like,
what?
It's almost like they're...
What I'm saying was,
that it's like if they want to change their name to the Who. Or the who, what, why,
no.
Why?
No,
the who, what, when, where, why. The dump.
Because, you know, we will get fooled again.
No, the who, what, when, where, why. That's a good joke. Yeah, okay. The who, what, when, where, why.
Now
yes.
It's an...
Who, what, why? The news report from the BBC. Hello, this is the BBC News. Who, what, why? It's coming to your town. We are the who, the what, and the why. We are the thing that you see in everyday news. Who, what, why?
It would be kind of hilarious to see that occur, though.
Who and what are dead? Why is still living?
Well, we made it through another episode, people.
We did. We made another episode.
Thank goodness.
And we will all be back tomorrow. Thank you, and good night.
It's like amcpressco.com. That's where you can find us.
And you can all find it on our Twitter hashtag.
No, the website is amcpressco.com.
We said that.
amcpressco.com.
Thank you.
We said that. Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.